And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. The arts community has taken a major hit in the coronavirus pandemic with event cancellations, venue closures, job cuts, and devastating financial losses. Yet many artists are banding together to do good during the stay-at-home order. Wavepool Gallery in Camp Washington is one example. The gallery is now collecting and distributing food for neighbors in need under the Camp Delivery Service. So joining Cincinnati Edition to discuss Wavepool Gallery's outreach work within the community, our co-founder and executive director, Cal Cullen. Cal, thanks for coming back on.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And we're also joined by AmeriCorps volunteer, V. Chow. V, thank you for being here as well.
Yes, thank you so much for having me on the show.
It's our pleasure to have you on the show. Cal, let's just start with a very general question. How are you doing?
We are figuring it out. You know, our mission is to pair community's needs with artists' sense of possibility, and so we're finding new ways to continue to do that, maybe now more than ever.
And we know that the arts community is suffering just like so many various sectors of the economy. A lot of arts organizations, they struggle in good times, you know? I mean, it's a hard scrabble life for a lot of artists. Can you just give us a little bit of a picture of what things might look like for organizations like yours?
Yeah, I mean, community arts organizations are definitely struggling. We're not able to have classes and events and, you know, the things that normally bring in revenue and gain support. Not sure if we're going to be able to offer our summer camps, right? And that's a huge revenue booster for most arts organizations. So and not to mention the individual artists that rely on that income. So yeah, the arts are definitely struggling, as is most places during this crisis. And we're trying to figure out ways that we can be of service and also leverage our assets to continue to support artists and the community.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit then about the fact that your organization, Wavepool Gallery, is dealing with this by acting in a positive way. Tell us about the Camp Delivery Service.
Yeah, so we run the Welcome Project as part of the Wavepool umbrella, and that's a social enterprise for and by refugees and immigrants, and with the with an Impact 100 grant, we were actually able to open up a food market and teaching kitchen. Just February 29th, it opened. So it happened right before this crisis was implemented. And so we were in a position where we weren't able to offer cooking classes and our community dinners that we had planned for the space, but we had a space where food could happen. And so we've transitioned to making sure that our community has access to food, and we're doing that through weekly grocery delivery boxes. And we're getting most of our food from Free Store Food Bank and Master Provisions, and then some other donations as well that come in. Sorting all the food, we're delivering out of 7 households a week in Camp Washington. And then additionally, they include artwork. So through the generosity of many artists that we work with and that live in the neighborhood, we're able to add some positive messaging and connection through artwork and letters and postcards included in these boxes.
And let's bring in V. Chow. She is an AmeriCorps volunteer. And V, you first met Cal while you were working at Findlay Market in food education, and you were working with the Greek family selling olive oil, so you've had a relationship for some time. And what are you doing in terms of this effort?
So right now, I'm contracted through AmeriCorp, and I'm working with different nonprofit organizations like Wavepool and the Homeless Coalition. I'm volunteering my time to do some much-needed work in this really stressful time.
I want to talk about a project that you had going on last month. It was a Cincy table dinner at the Welcome Project, and I understand that this was supposed to be you and an artist in residence collaborating on a Pan-Asian dinner, and there was going to be a live audience involved. Everyone would eat together. But then the pandemic hit. Can you talk a little bit about how you had to adjust?
Yeah. So I had a great opportunity to sit down with artist in residence Daniel Shea to talk about his gallery and then my concept of storytelling through food. And since we both have East and Southeast Asian roots, we decided on a Pan-Asian themed dinner that could go from a live audience to a live stream format. We decided to do a dinner and then a conversation around the intersection of comfort food and identity.
And so you know a thing or two about food, and I understand that you're working with the chef over at Wave Pool who's making some meals for these donated bags that go out to families that we heard Cal reference. What do you do with that?
So right now I'm working really closely with the personal chef, Trinidad, to document her meal process that she's doing each week. So, for example, creating the recipe cards that could go out to the community members in the Camp Washington area so that they too could recreate food that is in the grocery delivery boxes and in their pantry.
That's very smart. And again, we are talking about the new camp delivery service with Wave Pool Gallery's co-founder and executive director, Cal Cullen, and volunteer V. Chow. Cal, I believe we had you on to talk about the food pantry that your organization started. I know we've had you on before, but you started a food pantry earlier this year. What do you see now as we get to maybe the other side of this in the coming weeks or months? What role do you see that type of service playing moving forward?
That's a good question. I mean, we're kind of playing it day by day. The Cincinnati's Table program that we do is that we was part of is a monthly dinner that is all about connecting neighbors to each other. And I think we're just trying to find ways that we can continue to connect people to each other, even though we have to be separate. And I think that's going to continue forward, and it may change. I mean, this is the first week that we're working with Trinidad and V to cook meals that will be pre-prepared in these boxes. And I think that's one way that we can continue it to expand what we offer and share stories through food. And we'll just see how it goes. I mean, I really hope we can have gatherings with people eating together again, because I do believe that's the best way to create a community. But in the meantime, this seems to be working.
And again, tell us, how many families are being served by this effort currently?
So through the camp delivery service, it's about 70 families per week. But we also do a food pantry every month with Free Store Food Bank and the Community Action Agency. And that just happened this past Tuesday. And there was probably 400 families that came to that. So that's a citywide. But they come to welcome for it.
And what type of precautions are you taking as you prepare and collect these food items for distribution?
Yeah, so we're always wearing gloves and masks, keeping social distance. We're cleaning everything top to bottom before and after we do any cooking. This past week, we started implementing no volunteer was coming into the space to pick up their deliveries. Everything was set out, and they would put them in their trunk. And then when they deliver to a neighbor, it's they knock on the door and leave it on their doorstep. And so there's often not even an interaction between the volunteer and the recipient.
This is a community service that you offered. You've transitioned it a bit, obviously, amid the pandemic. But again, you started a food pantry back in January. You're primarily a gallery. I mean, you're artist first. And
mm-hmm. Yep.
How are you delivering some of these classes virtually? Are you having a hard time connecting with students in that way?
Yeah, it's different. We're we're still able to connect with artists through, you know, Zoom and other online video options. We had our first digital critique night last week, and it was low attendance compared to what we normally get, but we had a curator from New York City attend who normally wouldn't be able to. And so that was really cool. So there's some silver linings to all of this, and we're trying to offer, you know, virtual tours of our gallery space because no one's seen the shows that are up right now, and finding ways that we can continue to get art to the people. Because I really think during this time, food is obviously very necessary, but art is what lifts our hearts, and it's what we really need to keep our morale up and to keep connected as a city.
And we were also joined by Vi Chow, an AmeriCorps volunteer. And Vi, I want to ask you, you are an immigrant refugee from Southeast Asia. You're from Vietnam, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And we've heard some rise in anti-Asian sentiment amid this pandemic. I'm wondering, as a local person of Asian descent, that you've seen anything.
So I've not personally experienced any acts of anti-Asian attacks, per se, but definitely in this time of having to be quarantined at home, I am bombarded by images and news stories from the East Coast and the West Coast and abroad about these about the rise in anti-Asian sentiment, for sure.
And we spoke before the interview went on. You talked with one of our producers, and that you said that you've treated this volunteering, this offering up of some personal hours each week as an opportunity to provide an antidote for feelings of isolation. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Talk a little bit about how that's working for you.
Yeah, so definitely, as many people, I've had to really cycle through the stages of grief on when this first happened back in March. And after coming out of shock and anger and sadness, I realized that something had to be done. And definitely with this time that's been offered to me by my AmeriCorps contract, I realized that I had this privilege of time and a will to do something positive for the different communities that has raised me and inspired me. And the first community partner that I really thought of was Wavepool. So I reached out to Cal, and we just had a really great conversation on the intersection of food, culture, and art.
And Cal Cullen is the co-founder and executive director of Wavepool Gallery in Camp Washington. Cal, I think you referenced this at the beginning, that this isn't just a box of food. There's art included in this, correct?
Yes.
Talk a little bit more about what that is.
It really varies week to week. We have a really generous and proactive community of artists that work with and kind of circle around Wavepool at the studios and programs, and they've been offering to fill these boxes with prints, photographs, drawings, paintings, all variety of things. This week, because we've had some kids in the neighborhood that want things to do and to be active, we've actually solicited a group of children. So this week's boxes will be filled with children's art, which I think will be great. A lot of the people that get these boxes are senior citizens who are isolated more than most, and trying to keep their trips to the grocery store down to a minimum. And so I think the children's art will be a bright light for them. So yeah, it really depends. But we always include a Camp Washington postcard that we created several years ago, as well as a little note to just stay safe and healthy with love So, and that's going to continue to grow. With V working with Trinidad, we'll start including recipe cards and stories of the Cincinnati's table chefs that help cook this food as well.
Well, as someone who's very familiar with art and the creation of art, I'll just ask how does something like the event we're living through now, scope of which we probably can't yet comprehend, how does that ultimately inspire art?
Well, I know for me personally, as an artist, I've been doing a lot of meditating and art making as meditation on a daily basis as a way to just kind of center myself and focus on the daily gifts that I, you know, focus on the gratitude for the things that I have. And I do see so many artists hunkered down in their studios. You know, we have artist studios at Wave School too, and I know some of these artists have been working nonstop on their artwork because, as V said, they have the luxury of time. They're laid off or they're working from home, and so I would say more art is being created now than ever, and there's a need for art making as therapy for both artists and non-artists alike. People need to be creative and to feel productive and get their emotions out on paper. So we'll see what results from all this, but I have a feeling that there will be a lot of art to show from this.
Well, what do you think, what are you hearing from the artists that you know in our community here in the Cincinnati area? This is a tough time to, you know, hope to build some type of independent presence, and we're seeing so many people lose their jobs and that sort of thing. What are you hearing from local artists and their own struggles as they face the economic realities of what's happening?
Yeah, I mean, they're struggling. There's a lot of them have lost their jobs. They're just like everyone else. They're trying to figure out how to make a living, how to get food on the table. We're talking with several other organizations about how do we create an artist relief fund? How do we support these independent artists? I think we also really miss our audiences. I mean, artists may be very productive by themselves in their studio alone, but without an audience, it's hard to validate yourself and what you're working so hard on. And with all the show cancellations and class cancellations, it can be really hard to keep your hopes up and to stay positive. And I think we need to figure out more ways to support artists during this time and make sure that they're getting funding and also audience and attention, because that's really important. And I think that's one reason why.
Well, we have to stop there. I'm sorry, just out of time, but we've got more details on this at WVXU.org inside the Cincinnati Edition tab. Cal V, thank you so much for being with us.